News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Joined now by Patty Shields, who is Vice Chair of Democrats Abroad in Ireland, to have a look at some of the stories that you may not yet have seen and to give some analysis on some of those that you have. And where we start is with President Donald Trump abruptly ending an interview with NBC's Meet the Press after he faced pushback when he claimed that the 2020 election was rigged. Have a listen here to his confrontation with journalist Kristen Welker.
They're crooked, just like you're crooked. Your press is crooked, and Meet the Press is crooked.
To be fair, I'm not crooked, but let's
really.
Let's
well, you play right into their hands.
Let's continue.
You're either crooked or you're stupid.
Let's continue.
Play right into their hands with this crap. You know that these elections are rigged. Your network knows that they're rigged. You know that I won an election in a landslide. And I got 94% bad press.
But, Mr. President,
you know why
you've
I got
never
that?
Presented
because you have no
evidence.
Credibility.
But you've never presented evidence that it was rigged. Let's keep talking about I want to talk about Todd Lynch.
You have more evidence. There's more evidence than ever presented.
Let's talk
your
about
your elections
you
in this country. We're like a third world country.
But, sir,
your elections are crooked, and you're crooked, and Meet the Press is crooked,
but, Mr. President,
and so is ABC and CBS and CNN.
But, Mr. President,
your one-sided crooked network. Sorry. Let's call it quits because I've had enough. Thank you, darling. Have a good
Mr.
time.
Mr. President, let's please. I traveled all the way to Wisconsin.
I've sat in the rain with
all
you.
I know.
I've
I traveled
sat in the rain
all the way
with you
to
for
Wisconsin.
An hour. On and off in the rain, and I've given you enough time. You ought to straighten out your press because you know what?
Mr. President,
a country can never be great with a dishonest
all, listen,
press.
Listen, we Come traveled on, all the way to Wisconsin for this interview.
Patty, drama and spectacle aside, what that indicates is a situation wherein the media isn't able, no matter what it tries, to hold the President of the United States accountable, to ask any material questions of him.
Yeah, especially if you're a female reporter, right? Because he's had this tradition from Quiet Piggy to Caitlin Collins last week with CNN and obviously yesterday. Listen, she was pushing him on issues that are not polling well. She was talking to him about the Iran war. She was talking to him about the $1.8 billion slush fund for January 6th rioters that has since been dropped. And he wanted to pivot and change the subject and obviously was referring to the California elections that obviously took place last week. And it is a complicated election process in California. Every citizen who's registered to vote is mailed a ballot, and that takes time. And they take time looking at signatures and curing the ballots. So it is a long count, but it's meant to show integrity in the process. And this continued narrative, I think, you know, going into the midterms is something to be concerned about. The fact that he continues to prosecute this steal of the election in 2020. And, you know, I don't think it's ever going to be resolved with the press, but certainly female reporters don't seem to get any respect or any sort of.
But the same paradigm applies all the time. He gets asked a difficult question and he either then reverses that and attacks the media generally or the individual specifically, or he walks out. The end result means that the only interviews that he ever really does are with benign conservative media, which means you never get any real interrogation. Is there any way to scoop that back into the bottle, regardless of who's president? Because that dynamic does not help democracy.
It doesn't help democracy. But I really think with Trump, he views all of these like engagements as an opportunity to just, you know, create his own narrative and his own news. And I think that's part of his personality. I think that's part of his game as a candidate. I don't think it's ever going back in the bottle with him. And I do think, you know, his administration has kind of taken the same tone and narrative. And this is going to be something that is a pressure point for anyone in opposition to him through the midterm elections.
Meanwhile, things get even weirder on the other side of the political aisle because Hunter Biden is giving out on social media that when people Photoshop him with narcotics paraphernalia, they're using the wrong paraphernalia.
Yeah, you know what? It was actually one of my favorite, kind of emerging stories last week. So Hunter Biden has returned to social media. He's gone on to X, which most people in the Democratic realm left X when Elon Musk came in. So he's 7 years sober. It's obviously in conjunction with the release of his, you know, mom's memoirs. But he's come on to X as kind of like this MAGA whisperer. He's engaging with, you know, MAGA people on there, and he's taking his own, you know, self not so seriously. He's inviting people to visit.
He's making jokes about his own crack addiction.
Yeah, he actually was going back and forth with someone on X who was giving him a hard time about it, and he started contemplating his own potential, you know, place in politics, and came up with, you know, his own slogan, let's take another crack with a Biden.
Good Lord. politics this side of the Atlantic Ocean, then. Independent Ireland TD Ken O'Flynn has been defending himself. And the reason he's been defending himself is because the Department of Health has said, Ken, you're asking rather a lot of questions. Is there any chance they might be generated by AI? Because otherwise you have a remarkable capacity to write letters. He's written a lot of questions to the Department of Health.
Yeah, and he kind of dodged the answer, right? He was kind of, well, I've, you know, always been supported by, you know, support. So he didn't deny the use of AI. But when you take a look at the amount of questions, like I think it's almost 3,600 questions.
That's 3,592 this year so far.
If you spend a minute on each, that's 60 straight hours of questions when, you know, and again, he's defending it. He's saying that, you know, if they are, you know, if they're pushing the department to discover issues that are out there, you know, they are important. My number one question is still, when is the Children's Hospital going to be open?
I'm sure that's one of the 3,592 questions. If you break it down by working hours, if you do an 8-day week, 5 days a week, it works out as asking one question every 20 minutes since January.
Yeah, that's insane. But quality is always better than quantity. He's saying that he reviews all of these questions going in. You know, if I had the time, I'd love to take a stab at a few, but it does seem a little bit egregious.
And he has been unabashed before in the use of AI. I believe there was a controversy, not a controversy, but questions asked about him writing a letter to Dublin Zoo about them using a drag queen to promote Mother's Day. And he made a very salient point, which was, look, AI is a tool that we all use, and if it helps us to be more efficient, sure, why not? So as you say, he hasn't denied using it in this instance. Before you go, Paddy, last thing, children's mental health impacted by keep off the grass signs.
Do you know, I'm a Gen X kid. Happy to say I was a latchkey kid, was thrown out there. I would like someone to do a mental health study on me, because I had a neighbor growing up who would actually scream at me to get off his lawn rather than a sign. Listen, I think there's no doubt, especially going into summer, there are huge benefits to kids being outside and playing and in the sun. I'm not sure signs are the issue. I think, you know, making sure that there are safe, well-maintained playgrounds and green spaces are really the answer. So I don't think we need a whole study on that.
Paddy, thank you very much. Paddy Shields, Vice Chair of Democrats Abroad in Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.